This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstey, in for Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The week-long fighting between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon shows no signs of ending. Israel has carried out dozens of air raids against targets in Lebanon today. Some 24 people were killed. In the past week, at least 200 Lebanese, most of them civilians, have been killed in the airstrikes. Israel says it has also destroyed at least 10 long-range Iranian missiles and stopped an attempt by Hezbollah guerrillas to cross the border into Israel. Hezbollah fired dozens of Katyusha rockets at Israel overnight, wounding at least 5 Israelis. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in the northern Israel town of Akko, and she joins me now. And what's the situation today where you are?
Well, overnight, about 50 Katyusha rockets were fired throughout the northern Israel. 5 people were wounded. One of the rockets hit a hospital. It's the first time that they've been fired at night. Just a few minutes ago, in fact, there was a siren, and I heard the thump of a rocket landing. So it's continuing, although Israeli security sources say they believe that they've hit about 30% of Hezbollah's long-range rockets. Those are rockets that could hit Tel Aviv. They have a range of up to 100 miles. And Israel says they feel that they're hitting Hezbollah's capability, and they say that they want to make sure that Hezbollah will be disarmed completely.
The fighting has disrupted normal life in Israel. More than a million citizens are in bomb shelters for 5 days now. The port in Haifa is closed. These Katyusha rockets are continuing to fall.
That's right. And it's certainly in northern Israel, which is, you know, from Haifa northward, normal life has completely come to a stop. Once you get south of Haifa, life is more or less normal. The army has asked people to show greater alertness and that if there is a siren to go into the sealed rooms, a bomb shelter in the apartment. So life really has been disrupted, and Israelis are getting tired of it, but they say they're willing to stick it out if it means that Hezbollah will no longer threaten northern Israel.
And Linda, what about diplomatic efforts to end this crisis?
Well, United Nations officials are here today. They met with Israel's foreign minister, Tzipi Livni, and at the end of the meeting, she said that, you know, Israel wants to make sure that Iran and Syria will not be able to rearm Hezbollah. Israel's very cautious about efforts for a ceasefire. What they say they're afraid of is that there will be a ceasefire, and then things will go back to the way they were before when Hezbollah had, you know, more than 10,000 Katyusha rockets aimed at Israel and could fire them whenever they want. The sense among both Israeli officials and the Israeli public is that Israel didn't start this conflict, this current conflict. It started when Hezbollah captured 2 Israeli soldiers in a cross-border raid exactly a week ago. But many Israelis say now that it's started, they want to finish it. They don't want a situation to go back to what it was before, and they say they're willing to stick it out. At the same time, privately, Israeli officials say they think they really don't have more than a week, that within a week the international community is going to step in. So today in her meeting with UN officials, Tzipi Livni said that Israel doesn't want Iran and Syria to rearm Hezbollah. At the same time, she said Israel will cooperate with the international community. So Israeli military officials say privately that they know it's a matter probably of days before they're going to have to end their strikes on Lebanon.
Thank you very much. NPR's Linda Gradstein speaking from the Israeli town of Akko, just south of the Lebanese border.